Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump's back in court for his criminal hush money trial. Jurors today will hear from Michael Cohen's former banker. Prosecutors say his testimony will show a paper trail of payments to an adult film actress. She says Cohen opened a shell company.
It was from this account that Cohen wired $130,000 to adult film actress Stormy Daniels so she would stay quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump, which he denies happened. Prosecutors have said the payment to Daniels amounted to a campaign expense and charged Trump with falsifying business records because he categorized it as a legal fee.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated on several college campuses, including New York's Columbia University. Some students have barricaded themselves inside of a classroom. Three U.S. Marshall Fugitive Task Force members were killed along with a Charlotte police officer Monday as they attempted to serve a warrant. The suspect was also killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. University of Wisconsin-Madison leaders say they'll talk to protesters about their demands only after they remove an encampment they put up on campus. Protest leaders tell reporters any decisions they make depends on how the UW responds to their demands to cut all ties with Israel over the war in Gaza. Local law enforcement leaders say more needs to be done for mental health in Wisconsin. Altoona Police Chief Kelly Bakken.
Not only can we have those crisis centers, but we need to have a community approach to make sure that these people are getting the support that they need within their communities.
Bakken speaking about election year crime issues with the Wisconsin Eye Public Affairs Network. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home. This is news from WMDX Madison. Rock County is expanding its efforts to provide free Narcan. The county health department has put up a vending machine at the fire station on North Main Street in Edgerton with Narcan and fentanyl test strips. Sherry Faber is a public health strategist. She tells Channel 3 that overdose deaths are a growing problem. She says 2021 was an especially bad year. Narcan is the name brand of medicine that can reverse an opioid overdose. Madison City planners are making changes to the divisive West Area Plan draft. A walking path and a bike path proposed for the Sauk Creek Greenway is being moved to existing streets. City leaders say more changes are coming. The West Area Plan proposes a handful of changes meant to simplify Madison's land use planning and make it more equitable, but Westside homeowners say they're concerned about government overreach. And that's what you need to know. This is WMDX News.
The Brewers lose to the Rays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. It was the bottom of the ninth. The Brewers' Jake Bowers at the plate, and a called three strike got past the catcher, but Bowers was called for interference, preventing the tying run from coming in. Milwaukee losing at home 1-0, thanks to a bad call by the umpire, says Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Of course, you're frustrated. You know, really, you're frustrated. There's a lot to be frustrated about, but you can't let yourself do it for too long. It happened. We put ourselves in that position. But when that does happen, there's a lot of one-run games. When that does happen, you want them to get it right. And I believe 100% they got it wrong, according to what I just read in the room.
NBA, it's do or die for the Bucks, down 3-1 tonight against the Pacers here in Milwaukee for Game 5. So what's been hurting the Bucks?
You know, when you shoot better than the other team, but they take, 17 more shots than you, you're not going to win that game. It's hard to win that game, and yet we still could have.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed. Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 51.
People across Wisconsin are enjoying the rewards, stability, and flexibility of a career in healthcare. Why not you? Wish Caregiver Careers can get you started as a certified direct care professional. You'll learn the skills you need to make life better for older adults or people with a disability. All training is free and online, plus earn $500 in bonuses. Start your new career. Sign up today at WISCCaregiverCDCP.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Darcy Haber, I hear you have solar panels on your office building. Since when are real estate brokers so concerned about the environment?
Drew, you should know that at Solidarity Realty, we provide outstanding real estate service while adhering to our core progressive values. Environmental sustainability is a big part of that.
So you really walk your talk, huh?
Yeah, I even walk to work.
Come on, always?
Well, sometimes I bike, and if I have an appointment across town, I use my solar panels to charge my plug-in.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Check them out at SolidarityRealty.com.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, Conrad returns from his long weekend off, and I head back to Green Bay to welcome musician Eric Chellin from the band The Mascot Theory and actor Kurt Krause.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights 7 till 9.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, home of the John and Gordy Show.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
Well, thank you for the warm welcome. But please, not so loud. Donald was listening. Sleepy Don. I kind of like that. I may use that again.
Jack Brandon on fire at the White House Correspondents' Dinner, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, my God. Right? Every time there's another, like, Joe Biden is old story, there he is, being sharp and funny and Donald Trump. Oh, but did we mention this yet? I'm confused. I haven't been doing this long. I've only been back a day. Judge Mershon has ruled that Trump violated the gag order 9 times and has fined him $9,000. That's going to sting. A separate hearing is scheduled. The ruling does not apply to the 4 new instances of possible violations. Prosecutors raise that'll be May 2nd. They warn him. The DA's office warns if there are further violations, it could result in jail time. Okay, just, you know, do it. Do it.
If anybody normal had done that, they would have been sent back to prison.
I know.
Well, also anybody normal, $1,000 per problem is very expensive.
I think Glenn Kirshner was saying you have to go in stages.
You have to. So it's the right thing.
Okay, at least Grampy gets a nap today. That's good.
I'm gonna start my trial there in the morning. Drop my head, start to yawning. For some people, this has been a dream. My goose is cooked. I'm up creek. You can't thank me, cause she spanked me with.
Oh, good. At least Grandma gets a nappy. By the way, you know, he was whining. He's always whining and complaining. This is keeping him off the campaign trail. Mm-hmm. He said 3 days off. Guess what he did every single day?
What?
Golf. And then the next day was golf.
He gets to go to Barron's graduation if he so desires now.
Yeah. Well, that'll be the first one of his kids that he's made.
According to one news report, he did go to Eric's.
Really? He was probably so shocked that Eric
graduated.
At all.
Yeah. From anything.
Okay. Someone named John Fugelsang tweeted, on stage at the Fillmore in Philly Saturday night, our first ever tour date in Philadelphia that didn't involve a call to emergency services. That's true.
That is true.
It was already a win. I didn't end up in the orchestra pit in the emergency room. And the first time they pulled the fire alarm, some anti-choicers because our sexy liberal cause was Planned Parenthood for that show. And then we had to call emergency services.
You
went a fallen, did you?
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
In the 10 years of the Carol Burnett show, did your mom ever fall into the orchestra pit?
No, because they were on the same stage.
Oh, okay.
It was stage right.
Okay.
Michael, the sexy liberal submariner of the Stephanie Miller Show, has come into Seattle June 1st. We can't wait. Bought tickets as soon as the sale started. Where you are all a tremendous part of our lives. We feel like we are in crazy town also. Got VIP and upfront seats. Michael and Jane will be in Seattle. Are you going to... What about you?
You said he's a seaman?
Yes, he is. See what you did there? Really? I said submariner, and you had to take everything beautiful and make it dirty.
He's a seaman.
Yes, he is. Okay.
You too.
Jody just gave us both a time.
I know. She's going to separate us.
Wow. Okay. Blah, 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 blah. Christine says, we were at the Philadelphia show tonight. You guys all knocked it out of the park. What a great time. It felt wonderful to be surrounded by like-minded people. I have to say the highlight of my night was meeting John Fugel saying, outside at Vince's Pizza, I was starstruck. That's cute.
Aww.
That's sweet. It is totes adorbs. Oh, here's the one I was looking for regarding Republican cruelty. Not only did Mitt Romney strap a dog to his roof, Republican cruelty. Mitt Romney forcibly shaved the head of a high school classmate who was regularly taunted for being gay. He mocked another student who was a closeted gay by shouting at a girl when he tried to speak in class. That'd be your nice, normal Republican, Mitt Romney.
Hey, he ran Bain Capital. That tells you all you need to know.
Right?
That's all you need to know.
Yeah. Grace says, imagine being an undecided voter that's still contemplating voting for a rapist because he hasn't been convicted of a felony yet. That's where we are. It's not you. You're not taking crazy pills. And Dr. Jack Brown, Kristi Noem killing her own dog and bragging about in a book to entice Donald Trump to pick her as VP should absolutely sicken you, but it shouldn't surprise you. It is the Republican Party. I keep saying it's a feature, not a bug. I told a story yesterday. I think you guys all know the Colonel Steve Austin story, because I think this is provoking so much, like, you know, so many great, like, sort of stories and love posts about people's pets and all that. But you guys remember I got Colonel Steve Austin to be a playmate for Jamie Summers. Uh-huh. Jamie Summers died very suddenly at 6 years old of lymphoma. Okay, and so then, you know, he was dog aggressive. I'm going to go through the whole story again. He had attacked Jamie. He attacked a puppy. I got to be his new friend.
Yep.
Had to take the puppy back the same day to the rescue, and then he attacked neighbor's dog, gave her stitches. They reported it to animal control. So anyway, I was saying yesterday, I cried more than I think even my dog's dying. I have never had to rehome a dog, but most people have been telling these stories about what normal people do when you love animals. Yeah. And, you know, I spent tons of money on trainers, but anyway, I worked with my fantastic rescue, and he had a great foster mom that we texted every day up in Seattle. And now he's with Rachel and David, this great liberal couple in Portland, who I told you are coming to Portland, sexy liberal. And they text me all the time and send pictures. And
he's so big.
Oh my God, he's gotten so big. But this story, I have to tell you what a lot of normal people go through, but how people that aren't sociopaths deal with this. So I will meet them for the first time in Portland. I haven't met them. I've only, texted, and we've sent pictures. I send puppy pictures. They send blah, blah, blah. So she had actually just reached out to me yesterday. The story, I was like, I said, he's the sweet, you know, I said, yeah, he's the sweetest boy. I was just, we were texting back and forth. I said, thank you, Rachel. He's the sweetest boy ever with humans, as you know. One peer rescue gal told me he just probably needs to be an only dog. She said, yes, he loves humans and kids especially. And I said, he seems so incredibly happy with you and David, and that just makes my heart swell. Mm-hmm. And she said, though, he did send our best friend, 6-year-old, to the ER for stitches. Oh, God. We thought he bit her on the mouth, but later determined it just was his paw that clipped the corner of his mouth. And I said, oh, no. She said, that pier paw is deadly. Mm-hmm. And he is. He's still a big, doofy puppy.
He's a puppy.
And if anyone knows piers, they do that thing with
all
their paw.
Time.
He said it, she said it was scary and we were terrified we'd have to send him back to the rescue. But they were like, do you want to send him back? We said, of course not. We just didn't know protocol. Our friends were very understanding. It all worked out. The kiddo wanted to see Ezra when she got back. All was okay.
Ezra is Steve.
It's his new name. Yeah. And I said, oh, Rachel, my heart sunk, then rose again. She said pretty much how our day went that day. And I said, oh, God, I'm so sorry. He's the sweetest boy. That was probably a play paw. Oh, my God. I'm having trauma just hearing about it. She sent the cutest picture of Ezra with the little girl.
Oh.
Who loves him. She said, see, all was okay. We kept him on a leash near her, near us the rest of the week. They were here so he wouldn't try to lick her face. She's also a hyper six-year-old who couldn't sit still to save her life. He just didn't know how to interact with her.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, Rachel, I'm a single childless loser. That's probably why he's not socialized with kids. She said, we're childless, too. And I said, yes, but married. Not even in the loser sweepstakes. And she said, crazy kids. Kid plus a dog that was really still a puppy. Accidents happen. Don't call yourself a loser. Being married means nothing when it comes to the character of a person. And I said, oh, thank you. I said, Stevie was the same age as the puppy Christy Gnome shot. What a blessing you are for me and him. And then she said, Dave is currently downstairs grumbling at Ezra for barking and growling at the door. Ezra is Dave in dog form. And I said, this is why I'm gay. And she said, ha, 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 ha. And we all know being gay is not a choice because no woman would actually choose men. And I asked her to come on today, but she's very shy. She's hoping that they're coming to Portland Sex Deliverable in September, but she was too shy to come on. But But, you know, just good people, normal humans that love animals, that you try to figure out some
I got my
solution.
Eye scratched by a dog that I was playing with years ago. I had to wear an eye patch and everything. I looked like a pirate.
Arr.
Ooh, you must have been very popular on National Pirate Day.
I was.
A bass.
No, it was bad. I mean, it was a bad scratch. It was bad.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, no. I've got. Are you kidding? I took a pier paw to the face here and there. But yeah, it's Noel Castler, our friend, said it says everything you need to know about the modern GOP that I shot my dog is presented as a virtue. These are not good people. Don't let them win. USA deserves better. Vote blue. And Noel also said, I've never witnessed such a blatant pick me VP attempt to give Trump a boner than a former beauty queen writing about shooting her own dog. How does the USA produce so many repugnant people and why are they celebrated amongst the filth and mediocrity that MAGA represents? Boy, Colin Jost is right.
Mm-hmm.
This election is about decency in this country, that at long last, do we have decency? I mean, Rude Pundit said, yes, people will definitely vote for the candidate who checks news, shot a puppy in a gravel pit for not being good at hunting, and then shot a goat for kicks afterwards. No one will be viscerally offended by that. Jeff Tiedrich said, Mitt Romney, I strapped my dog to the roof of my car. Christy Noem, hold my beer.
Yeah.
Lindy Lee, our fantastic new friend from Philadelphia, who joined us for Sexy Liberal, said, Trump VP wannabe Christy Noem murdered a dog in cold blood. Lara Trump stole $2 million from pups. George Santos stole from a dying dog of a homeless vet. Mm-hmm. Trump is terrified of dogs. Secret Service holdovers were bitten by Major and Commander Biden. Mitt Romney strapped his poor dog to the top of his car for a cross-country road trip. Never hate anybody. Never trust anybody who hates dogs.
Yes.
Thank you.
They know.
Yeah. Oh my God! Anyway, I don't know what else to say about that. Yes. Oh, this is Jay said Christy Noem's favorite movie, Zero Dalmatians. Okay. Oh, and Frank Conniff said the puppy killer is perhaps too controversial to be the rapist's running mate. That's where we are.
Yeah.
That's where we are.
That's wonderful. The timeline we're on.
Yeah.
Because we're in what timeline?
The stupidest.
Thank you so much. Okay, Michelangelo in Denver, City by the Bay.
We're waiting for you. We are waiting for you.
I can't wait, Jim.
VIP.
Ooh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, let me just tell you a story here. I grew up on a farm on Long Island, although I'm from New York City. My grandparents had a farm out on Long Island. And what my grandfather would do when he had to put down a dog was he would take him out to the fields and with a small caliber pistol, one bullet, that's all it takes. Bring him back and bury him. We had three funerals for our dogs. One of them went after my grandmother's chickens. My grandmother never said shoot the dog because killed a few chickens and all. That's the way you do it humanely. And when you're here in Denver, I will huddle with you and tell you some other stories that might, give you an idea as to you know, what the world was back in 1955
yeah,
when
50s.
I was growing
this is
up
20
as a kid.
Years ago. Yeah.
And just another thing, just another thing, what's happening in Columbia University, that's my neighborhood. That's where I hit the planet and grew up. And I know it very well. I know where Obama lived. And the thing is that what we're seeing right now, protest sometimes boils into things that you know, should not happen. Occupation
I keep,
building.
You know what I keep saying? I keep going, this has a Kent State feel
to
me.
It does.
It does.
I just don't feel like the police are necessarily a good idea.
Yeah.
Someone else tweeted, I'm old enough to remember that putting the National Guard on college campuses is a bad idea. Yeah. I have to, we've got a break here, but I want to get you guys your take, because we haven't talked a lot about the protests. I may be entirely too old to understand exactly what's going on, because you hear a different thing from everybody. From you know, some people are saying that the agitators are not necessarily college students.
Right.
They're outside agitators
right.
that are not on college.
Right.
So, you know, there's always going to be bad actors in any of these kind of, you know.
Just like the Vietnam protests.
Yeah.
But I mean, can I just say, I understand Vietnam. That was our war. And, you know, I remember I understood, hey, LBJ, how many kids did you kill today?
Sure.
Those American kids. And America was in this war.
And there was a draft going on. So the kids were just terrified of being drafted.
Can I just
I
go on
them.
Record as saying, I don't actually get this? Because I was just saying logically, as we've said over and over again, right? It's not anti-Semitic to hate Netanyahu and what he's doing.
Right.
You know, and it obviously supporting Palestine doesn't mean you support Hamas.
Some anti-Semitic stuff is being thrown out there,
absolutely.
Though.
Yes, absolutely. Some of it is.
Unforgivable.
Right.
There was one report, though, that somebody holding a pro-Israel flag at one of the protests said, you want to chant, let's hate all the Jews or let's kill all the Jews? And he was pro-Israel. He was the one that tried to do that, and they all shut him down. So, and these were pro-Palestine protesters that shut down the guy that was trying to provoke
them. Somebody was saying on TV today, they said, unfortunately, and now we're going to sound crotchety, but the kids just, you know what they saw on TikTok. And right now it's just Israel bad. And, like, they don't know the whole history of this whole situation. I mean, Debbie tweeted, Palestinian civilians good, Israeli civilians good, Netanyahu bad, Hamas bad.
Yes.
Acknowledge the difference.
Exactly.
I mean, so anyway, we'll get into all of it. 21 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Being Done. Done with debt.
Done with debt. Done so.
Never you. That was just because I was looking at you. Done with debt. Go to bed thinking about your debt. You wake up thinking about it. Tossy-turny. I mean, you know.
Ugh.
Okay. And you're already trying to, you know, avoid two Shorkies in the bed, which for some reason they're 10 pounds apiece. They become like 200 pounds apiece in bed.
Well, of course.
Yeah. Like bowling balls inside of bowling balls. Okay. Just get that off your mind, right? High interest credit cards, loans, make it all impossible to pay off your debt. Done with debt, your lifeline. They have ingenious new strategies to help erase your debt faster and easier than you thought possible. They analyze all the debt options you qualify for. They know how to reduce bills. They know how to cut interest rates. Their skilled staff of negotiators know how to get debt out of your life permanently without bankruptcy and without a loan. They are the experts in brilliant strategies for eliminating debt, but hurry, some debt solutions are time sensitive. Go to donewithdebt.com. That's how easy it is. Donewithdebt.com.
Stephanie Miller.
Put your hands in the air like you eat the ears of the ears and just don't care.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
Miraculously, she's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Get your dog started today and save up to 54% off Nature's Blend. Plus, receive a free pack of our best-selling beef liver dog treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds, and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Most of us agree that every Wisconsinite deserves affordable health care. California mega millionaire Eric Hovde does not. Hovde said he would repeal the Affordable Care Act, quote, in its entirety. What? The Affordable Care Act protects people from insurance companies refusing coverage for pre-existing conditions and stops them from dropping your coverage if you get sick. If Eric Hovde got his way, millions of Americans could get hit with increases in their healthcare premiums of 20% or more. Millions more could lose coverage altogether. Hovde even spoke out against parents helping their kids by keeping them on their health insurance plans until they turn 26. Now that might be okay for Eric Hovde. His businesses have raked in millions of dollars in handouts. But it doesn't cut it for hardworking Wisconsinites and our families. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him we support lower health care costs. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
A weather radio should be considered an important piece of your family's safety plan. It's an automated 24-hour emergency source, which is a reliable way to receive weather alerts and information about a storm, tornado, or flood in your area. And if you lose power, these radios have a battery backup. NOAA Weather Radio All Hazards Awareness Day is Wednesday, May 1st. As a Weather Ready ambassador, I suggest taking time to learn how these radios work, whether you are inside or out on your boat or camping. The Wisconsin Emergency Management website is a great place to start. Go to wem.wi.gov. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Stephanie Miller.
Stephanie Miller Show. Oh, the sexy liberal excitement is building. Representative Mark Pocan and John Nichols of The Nation magazine. Woo! Just added to Madison Sexy Liberal. You are up next, May 11th. And then right after that, Albuquerque with Super Spy. Valerie Plame will be our celebrity guest. It's exciting, exciting guest for every show. Go to sexyliberal.com. And also, the merch store is open.
Yep.
It's 10% off right now. The shirts sold like crazy.
Yeah.
And the hats in Philly. We had them in the venue for the first time. So, the official Sexy Liberal Save the World Tour t-shirts and et cetera.
So get them while you can.
Swag, yeah.
Exactly. Yes, go to sexyliberal.com. You'll find the store there. Everything is 10% off right now. You don't need a code.
Paul in New Mexico. Hello, Paul.
Hey, Steph.
Hi.
Somebody has got to write a book titled All the Things That Hillary Was Right About.
Oh, God.
And the title would be They Are Deplorable.
Yeah. And there isn't a basket big enough. Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And you're right. Like, Kristi Noem is just the latest story of just, and the whole story is weird. I think you were saying something like that yesterday, Chris. First of all, she admits she hated the dog.
Yeah, that's like,
she obviously was in like a homicidal rage.
Yeah.
She went and killed the goat because he smelled like a goat.
No, because he was aggressive and not castrated, so therefore he was more aggressive.
He was
ornery. He was a goat.
So get him fixed.
Get him, I mean, you know.
And she said, I hated that dog.
Yeah, she said that as if that's going to endear her to anybody.
Yeah. I mean, just the fact that she, imagine what isn't in the book. I think they need to start looking at her crawl spaces and excavate the gravel pit.
And an editor thought it was a good idea for her to put that in the book?
I know.
I know. So many people read that.
Right.
Went, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Because that makes you look, what, tough to shoot a defenseless puppy in the face that's acting like a puppy?
Yeah.
Oh, I just.
A birder dog that's acting like a birder dog?
Yeah, that went after a bird. Imagine. 29 minutes after the hour, Charlie Pierce, next.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Former President Donald Trump's back in court for his criminal hush money trial. Jurors today will hear from Michael Cohen's former banker. Prosecutors say his testimony will show a paper trail of payments to an adult film actress. She says Cohen the banker says Cohen opened a shell company.
It was from this account that Cohen wired $130,000 to adult film actress Stormy Daniels so she would stay quiet about her alleged sexual encounter with Donald Trump, which he denies happened. Prosecutors have said the payment to Daniels amounted to a campaign expense and charged Trump with falsifying business records because he categorized it as a legal fee.
That's ABC's Aaron Katursky in New York. Pro-Palestinian demonstrations have escalated on several college campuses, including New York's Columbia University. Some students have barricaded themselves inside of a classroom. Three U.S. Marshal Fugitive Task Force members were killed, along with a Charlotte police officer Monday as they attempted to serve a warrant. The suspect was also killed. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new CBS News poll finds Donald Trump and President Biden about even in Wisconsin. The survey of registered voters finds 50% back Trump, while 49% support Biden. Only a third tell the poll the economy is going fairly good or very good, while 65% think it's very bad or fairly bad. A Federal Trade Commission report says big grocery chains are making record profits. Angela Huffman is a consumer advocate. She wants the feds to take antitrust action.
That would be the ideal outcome, is to take away their excessive power. But other than that, these companies can be fined for this kind of price gouging. There needs to be some kinds of consequences.
The report recommends a closer look, but doesn't propose any specific solutions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
I'm Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Zendaya's film Challengers aced the competition at the box office over the weekend, pun intended. The sexy R-rated drama set in the world of tennis pulled in $15 million at the domestic box office. The movie was a hit with viewers under 35, and distributors think it could stay in the top spot until The Fall Guy is released later this month. The other new release that cracked the top five and finished at number two is Unsung Hero. Unsung tells the story of a family of Christian musicians. Rounding out the top five are Godzilla X Kong, The New Empire, Civil War, and Abigail. Are you not a fan of three-hour movies? Well, you're not alone. According to a new study by Talker Research, the average American likes a film to be 92 minutes long. The results of the poll showed that only 15% of Americans want to sit through a movie that is 2 hours or longer. Only 2% of those polled felt a movie should be longer than 2.5 hours. It is unclear how many of them are named Scorsese. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny and warmer today. We'll get to around 70 for a high this afternoon, with wind out of the west becoming south at 5 to 15. Tonight, scattered showers and thunderstorms, are low 55. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 71, with more rain and thunderstorms tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Progressive presents 10 things on a food truck owner's to-do list that are harder than getting a commercial auto insurance quote.
Stocking the fridge, prepping the stations, finding employees that get along well, finding employees that actually do their job. Looking at you, Gary. Balancing the books, balancing the flavors, having a fresh menu and fresh produce and fresh meat. But never a fresh mouth. But the easiest thing on a small business owner's to-do list? Seeing if you can save on commercial auto insurance. Get a quote in as little as 7 minutes at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
We're recording this Progressive commercial on a real boat to let people know that when you bundle your home, boat, and other vehicles...
What was that, boat?
Progressive saves you money, Jamie.
Why are we doing this on a boat?
We were going for authenticity.
We're going to the city?
Authenticity.
You mean Atlantic City? But we're not in the Atlantic, are we?
Bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Not available in all states or situations.
Todd Albaugh.
Hey everybody, next time on The Big Show, join us as we take a look back at the White House Correspondents' Dinner and President Biden's remarks and ask you, what's worse? Call in, join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
It's gonna be May.
Come on, Dark Brandon, on it.
I know.
I love this one, speaking of age.
Age is the only thing we have in common. My vice president actually endorses me. Ah. I had a great stretch since the State of the Union. But Donald has had a few tough days lately. You might call it stormy weather. What the hell?
Yay, Dark Brandon.
Yeah.
Okay. Speaking of funny.
There's only one man now that understands, and that's the author of Idiot America.
Pierce.
Charlie Pierce, political columnist for Esquire.com.
Why is everybody always laughing with me?
Stop. Hi, Charlie Pierce. By the way, wait, you're...
Good morning.
Oh, you're voguing. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Apparently, what was it?
Go ahead, Charlie.
Congratulations.
Oh.
Thank you.
Uh-oh.
Oh, for Philly.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now.
No,
Philly Sexy Liberal. We can't wait for Boston. Charlie Pierce will be our special guest, and who knows what dish he'll bring to pass.
Yeah.
Oh, by the way, I'd like to announce to the world that in the political lexicon, taking someone to the gravel pit is now an acceptable euphemism.
Oh, God.
Oh, God.
By the way, is this your handsome romantic? You said Sage would like a word with the evil succubus from South Dakota. Mm-hmm. Is that your handsome romantic dog?
That's my grandpa. That's my daughter's dog.
Oh, he's so handsome. Yeah. It's you just...
No, that's my daughter. That's my daughter Molly's.
Aw. But you said it, you know, on Twitter, Charlie, you said the sadism is so thoroughgoing in the Gnome family that Christy felt obligated to share with the world her little daughter's heartbreak. Mm-hmm. I mean, every part of this story makes it worse. Where's Cricket? Well, yeah, mommy's a psychopath.
And let us also, you know, drink a toast to the memory of the goat who didn't do anything.
Right.
Just happened to be there.
Yeah, and who knows with the horses what was going on. I mean... Jeez, I mean, it just, as you say, Charlie, you don't think there is a bipartisan thing in this country. I guess this is it. Because, right, you know, and by the way, you know, Trump probably privately loved it. But because, you know, polling is not good on this, apparently, you know, they're saying the Trump campaign is like, oh, she's out now.
Yeah.
Which Chris said.
Well, he hates dogs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, how can you possibly vote for anyone who hates dogs?
I know.
I wouldn't even vote for somebody who hated cats.
Yeah.
Well, and I'm not a big cat guy. So.
But you said what in the is wrong with these people? Anyone who votes for this evil succubus needs professional help. I mean, and I love that, you know, a lot of Republicans were slow to react. I'm like, oh, did you have to hang back and see how, you know, shooting puppies in the face polls? I mean, seriously?
Yeah, they had to, you know, they had to take the temperature of the base.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I suspect that the base is okay with shooting puppies as long as you eat them.
Oh, God. It's just, I feel like this is a story that's just going to stick with us forever. I can't stop thinking about it, you know?
Well, you know, you did make an interesting point a minute ago about the horses.
Yeah. Yeah, what was up with that?
I think there may be a whole Catherine the Great thing going on there. But
God. This, you know, flashback. Everybody out on Twitter was finding all these nuggets. Lauren Boebert talked about shooting wolf puppies to make little hats. Mm-hmm. I mean, I keep saying, Charlie, it seems to be a feature, not a bug. this Republican cruelty and these animal cruelty stories in particular.
Well, I'm telling you, if she's you know, like making little wolf hats out of freshly killed wolf, she ain't touching my junk. I'll tell you that.
That's one handy J you'll turn down. All right, listen. Jen Rubin tweeted, if the Supreme Court aids and abets Trump's escape from justice, that and court reform become the top issues. A right-wing Supreme Court enabling a dictatorship should scare the living daylights out of you. Your headline is just, the Supreme Court took up the question of whether staging a coup counts as an official act as president. That's all the, you know, absurdity in the headline. I love that you called it the case of shoot 'em on Fifth Avenue versus the United States Constitution. I mean, that's where we're at, right?
I mean, I sat through two of the most depressing days of my life last week. I was in the chamber for both the Idaho abortion case and then the immunity case the next day. Mm-hmm. And if you want to like get a good look at the dry rot in our institutions, those 2 days were as good a view of it as you're ever going to see.
Yeah.
I mean, that Idaho abortion case, that must be the grisliest transcript in the history of the Supreme Court.
Oh, God.
Well, and by the way, Counselor Anita Lozenge, what's his name, Sauer, and some of his ridiculous arguments. You said, I'm no great legal mind, but I think using federal troops to protect black voters from white mobs in a country only a decade removed from a civil war is not the same as concocting a fraud to overturn an election as an adjunct to an insurrection you helped incite. I mean, it just seems like what everybody says, they're just going to give Trump the delay he needs, right?
Yeah, I have no doubt that's what's going to happen. They're not going to give him the immunity he wants, but they don't have to.
Right.
Because that's not the point of this exercise. The point of this exercise is to push things past the election and hope for the best.
Yeah. New polling shows 82% of Americans believe Donald Trump will be convicted of a felony before the November election. The vast majority of Americans know Trump is a criminal. And yet, I don't know, Charlie, what to say about polling.
23% of them will vote for him.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean, what is your explanation? Because like I say, I just watched CNN on the plane, and I thought, I understand how their polling now has Trump ahead because of this access journalism and letting right-wingers come on and lie nonstop, you know, and shaping the narrative, Biden old, Biden bad. You know, because this is, you know, as we were saying, Colin Jost's joke.
Well,
how could this be tied?
The latest thing is that Axios piece, which talked about how Biden had a very stiff gait.
Right. My God. Yeah. Yeah.
Your horse has a stiff gait. Take him to the gravel pit.
Oh, God.
Oh, man. Oh. Charlie Louise. Chris, who said, I'm sincerely not asking you to take sides, but I am asking you to rise to the seriousness of the moment.
Underdog.
No, that was President Joe Biden at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. That's it, isn't it, Charlie? And it's also what Colin Jost said, decency, you know?
I didn't think Colin Jost was all that funny, to be honest with you. But I thought the last 5 minutes saved the whole thing when he talked about his grandfather.
Yeah.
And what is it? His mother was a first responder on 9/11?
Yeah.
Didn't know any of this stuff.
Let's just play this one. His grandfather, who Charlie speaks of, was a Staten Island firefighter.
Which one?
Two. Uh-huh. Okay. Colin Jost.
Staten Island firefighters are not normally your demographic. Staten Island voted about 70% for Trump in the last election, and the other 30% was for Giuliani. But Staten Island also sided with the British during the Revolutionary War. So we're not always on the right side of history. You remember.
That was a nice bit of timing. Yeah. The last part.
Yeah. This I loved, at least some, you know, rays of light. During Katie Fang tweets, during his cross of Pecker, Trump's defense attorney, Emil Bove, has been repeatedly...
I'm sorry, I'm 12 years old again.
Pecker.
Mm-hmm.
You shall not crucify man upon this cross of Pecker.
I'm sorry. We feel like we've sucked the Pecker jokes dry. Okay?
Oh, man!
We're done with the Pecker jokes, and Charlie drags us back
Louise
in.
Louise Miller.
He's like Pecker Mafia. We just when we get out.
Hey, at least they got Pecker to stand up in court.
Yeah.
Trump's defense attorney.
I said, at least they got Pecker to stand up in court.
Yes, I heard that. He has been repeatedly referring to Trump as President Trump when referencing periods of time Trump was not in office. The DA's office keeps objecting, and Judge Bershon keeps sustaining those objections. Thank you. I mean, he was not president when these crimes occurred, which is what makes this presidential immunity crap even more irritating, doesn't it?
Well, yeah, technically, I guess he wasn't, huh? Well, yeah. No, I mean, he's president until Inauguration Day.
Right.
Here's one thing that made me happy. He's miserable, said a New York grocery store magnate, a longtime Trump friend. There is no more horrible thing than just having to sit there and be quiet.
Aww.
Poor baby.
In the cold.
Can someone throw him a baby blanket? Something? Okay. Tristan Snell, our legal lad, said, of course Clarence Thomas and his friends want Trump to be immune from prosecution from January 6th. Ginny Thomas is a material witness at best and possibly a co-conspirator. Isn't that one of the other levels of just, you cannot believe this when you're sitting there watching Clarence Thomas rule on this?
Well, I mean, it was just, the whole thing got to be so surreal. Watching all the conservative judges talk about anything except the case in front of them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, Brett Kavanaugh, of all people, who cut his teeth under Ken Starr, talking about runaway special prosecutors. And Sam Alito, you know, who wrote the Dobbs decision, talking about the dangers of unintended consequences.
Yeah. Yeah. No, exactly.
You know, what may happen. You can't do this because it might happen down the line that, you know, fine, tell that to the woman who are, like, getting put in mid-flights from Idaho so they don't die.
Yeah, yeah. Charlie, as you know, you are all assigned a Kennedy at birth in Massachusetts. You'll be bringing one of them to the Sexy Liberal as our panel guest.
A good Kennedy.
They're all good, except for...
I have to crack the code. I'm going to have to go to the Illuminati meeting in Hyannis.
Okay, all right.
And see who my Kennedy is.
But I love, you know, he did one of his donation things, and I love that Yanni tweeted back at him, "You are unbelievably full of crap and almost as big a megalomaniac as Twitler. You know you don't stand a chance in hell in winning, but those millions pouring into your coffers from right-wing organizations allow you to spew your anti-vaxxing bull and help turn this country into a fascist dictatorship. You are not your father or uncle who, wherever they are, like the rest of your family, know you're an entitled rather than play spoiler and save our democracy." I mean, I get that some of the polling now is showing he's hurting Trump more, so the Trump side is freaking out. But the fact is, it's just these, our elections are all very close, and you just don't know what the X factors are going to be, do you?
Please get out of the way. I mean, that's the thing. You know, run 4 years from now.
Right. Yeah.
I know. I got no problem with that.
Yeah. We're not going to lose our
electoral tables. Catch up with Trump.
Yeah.
Yeah. Charlie, we got talking about what's going on in the college campuses. We may all be entirely too old to understand what's going on the college campuses. But, you know, I was saying I'm old enough to get a Kent State feel.
Well, I don't understand why. You know, if guys are sleeping in tents, people are sleeping in tents.
Yeah.
Okay. Fine.
Right. Yeah, I don't think the police are a good idea. I just don't.
The fully militarized riot police?
Yeah. But what do you...
In Boston, we've got a terrific young liberal mayor named Michelle Wu.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
And she sent the riot cops into an alley to break heads... Emerson students.
Yeah,
that floored me. I mean, and I think they're all responding to Elise Stefanik and her, you know, "I will make college presidents behave" investigations.
What I get suspicious of, we were talking about, you know, some people are saying in some cases it's outside agitators, it's not students. And you just know that there's an awful lot of people with a dog in this hunt, shall we say, and most of them are trying to undermine Biden and get, you know, Netanyahu back in. And I think, not back in, but keep Netanyahu in power. And I just, it makes me, Russia's in there ginning this up. Anything that's a divisive issue in America is a win for them, right?
All right. I mean, I have no doubt that there are, you know, many, you know, puppeteers working the strings here. And I think that, you know, I think at this point in our lives, we ought to take the agent provocateur theory seriously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, everybody's open for business on that.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I just, I guess I keep, you know, again, I may just be entirely too old. I don't, you know, to me, Jewish students have nothing to do with Netanyahu's policies, and, you know, Muslims or people supporting Palestine have nothing to do with Hamas. I mean, it's just, but that's why you got to read more than just watch TikTok to know what, you know, the Hamas chants from the river to the sea.
What, you know, this isn't our fight.
Right. That's what I keep saying.
War.
I got Vietnam, but Israel is not only our ally, but they're a democracy. It's not like we can just remove Netanyahu. I hope that, I sincerely hope.
Well, you could just remove Netanyahu years ago.
Yeah.
The entire event, the horrible event in October, they're putting 150,000 people in this every night protesting this guy.
Yeah. I mean, he's up the head.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Prior to this event, you know, the horrible event in October, they were putting 150,000 people in the streets every night.
Yep. Yeah.
Protesting this guy.
Yeah. I hope he ends up the Hague. Can we get a group deal? And is it too late for Bush and Cheney to go too? I'm just, you know, listen, I'm a fiscal conservative, Chris. I'm just trying to save money on the airfare. On the airfare to the Hague.
You want to put together a tour group?
Sure. Yes, I would. All right. We love you, Charlie Pierce. Running long.
Hey, good,
love you.
Good. Have a good week, guys.
All right. You too, honey.
Bye.
See you next week. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Power Life. High impact protein right there. Oh, you just petted it like a dog.
I did.
You love protein more than your pets, don't you? Pet.
I love boots very, very much.
Aww.
But I also love protein
as much as
very,
your muscles.
Very much.
I don't know. Power Life High Impact Protein by Tony Horton, the P90X guy. Yes.
Yeah.
You know the story. He got shingles, almost didn't make it. Now, 65.
Shingles
looks
didn't care.
No.
He doesn't care.
Bastard person. I hate it, and it's ass face. But my point is, now he's looking and feeling better than ever. He discovered AB, a naturally occurring molecule that helps build and maintain muscle even without exercise. High-impact protein available in whey or plant protein. Mix it with your beverage. Bam, one scoop. Supercharges your muscle growth. Boosts your energy. It helps you slim down. Imagine building muscle without exercise. Make this your sidekick. Go to MyPowerLife.com. Use the code FITNESS to save 30%. And you get a 90-day guarantee. MyPowerLife.com. Type in FITNESS or text FITNESS to 511-511. Your results can and will vary. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
I like the producing, the executive producing, and especially the co-producing. But
Stephanie Miller
was the best I've ever seen.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He's 84 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris' key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a real game changer for me. I love it. Morning Kick isn't your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support your joints, gives you energy, makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help you shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or you just want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. Use the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
1 out of 2 Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. 800-640-6298. That's 800-640-6298.
It's a polka party, and for good reason. 30 years ago, legislation making the polka our state dance became official in Pulaski.
I think everybody in Pulaski showed up in Zielinski Hall or on the streets because it was a polka day celebration.
That's then-Governor Tommy Thompson who signed the legislation in April 1994. But do you know who got the barrel rolling on the idea in the first place? The Wisconsin Polka Boosters, a class of second graders, or the State Folk Museum? The answer coming up.
It's tradition, it's culture, it's food, it's beer, you know, heritage.
Heritage back to the 1840s when the polka became popular with Europeans and came to America with them. So who started the Make Polka Our State Dance movement? A class of Madison second graders, but the Boosters and Folk Museum supported those efforts. It's a cultural slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinee on Air with Jane Matinee. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app. What does cheese, beer, and you have to do with local radio?
I know, it's Todd Alba and the Trick V. Olsen's What Makes Wisconsin Great Tour.
To get out of your own little silo and just listen to folks, you find out Wisconsin is pretty darn great already.
It's great to be from Wisconsin, Todd. It's just such a fantastic place.
Miss them in your town, more visits, and your chance to connect coming up.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
We've all felt left out. And for people who move to this country, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
This portion of the show brought to you by Cozy Earth. Yes, my travel pajamas.
Oh,
my God. You never know what's going to happen on the sexy liberal road. Got to be ready with my soft, luxurious, eleganza, sexy Cozy Earth pajamas.
You never know who's going to wind up next to you in bed.
Yeah. What if I kidnapped one of those monuments and brought it home with me?
Yeah. Ben Franklin would love that.
Okay. Being a mom, you know, full-time job. The most exhausted mom's going to have trouble sleeping. This Mother's Day, buy mom something that can transform her sleep. Cozy Earth luxury bedding and sleepwear. Right now, listen to my listeners. Save 35% on Cozy Earth products. You're going to look like a hero. Give her luxury, luxury, luxury. The promo code is Miller at CozyEarth.com. Yeah, so soft, so luxurious. The sheets come in 15 colors. The jammies. Oh my God, I'm getting my third color of Cozy Earth pajamas. I love them so much. And the towels. Oh my God. Waffle, plush. What do you like? Go get it. Get it. Plus, every Cozy Earth purchase backed by their 100-night sleep trial and 10-year warranty. Brunch is nice, but Mother's Day, give Mom the luxury and sleep quality she deserves. Treat her to luxurious Cozy Earth bedding and sleepwear. The promo code is Miller to save 35% at CozyEarth.com. 57 minutes after the hour, Monique says, Steph, first of all, I love the show. When y'all came to Minneapolis, y'all never disappoint. She made a point when we were just talking about the campuses. She said, one thing I say is due diligence to understand the sources of the anti-Semitism and whether they actually have anything to do with the peaceful protesters or are once again white nationalist, racist, anti-Jewish, anti-Muslim bad actors who are trying to shed a bad light on the protests. Yeah, it allows these ridiculous Republican grandstanders to go in, the party of Charlottesville, and, you know, not neo-Nazis with flags at their rallies to go act like they care, you know. Lucretia, the sweaty church whore from Milwaukee, says, Steph, first I want to say the sweaty church whore has joined the sustaining donor community.
Yay!
Thank you, Lucretia. I rabbit hunt with my dad once or twice a year. Some dogs over the years don't pick up on it, just don't have the knack of a good hunting dog. My dad gives those dogs away to someone who wants a family pet or donates them. He would never kill any of his dogs. Yes, as the non-sociopathic segment of the population. If she did this to a precious puppy, what the hell has this heartless heifer done besides that, that she didn't put in the book.
Exactly.
Really? The editor's like, puppy killing, fine. Yeah. This stuff, no, not that. Okay. 58 minutes after the hour. Former GOP Congressman Joe Walsh next.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
Next time, Tim Slecker and Johnny Lupinacci, the hosts of Busted Pencils, will join us live from Short Stack Eatery.
The John and Gordy Show on Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
You wouldn't let a little cold weather or snow interrupt your outdoor cooking experience. No, of course not. You're the master of the pit. No wind or snow or ice is slowing you down. So that's why we at Grandpa's Barbecue salute you. The rich, original flavor of barbecue the way it was meant to be. But you should also know that it works great in a crock pot, too. Shh, you didn't hear that from us. Grandpa's Barbecue, available in select stores and online at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison,
and always streaming on the Civic Media app.